We continue our learning. We're in Sota Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is going to list several cases where the Egel Arufa ritual is either not performed at all, or it's performed by the Zikanim of a city other than the one that's closest. Says the Mishnah, Nimtza Tamon Bagal. Let's say the body that was found, the corpse was found buried in a heap. Otolib Elon, hanging from a tree, Otsaf al Panei Amayim, or it's floating on the water, Lo Hayu Orfim. You would not do the ritual of Egla Arufa Shneamar, because the Pasuk says, Ba'adama. Pasuk says, where you find this Kimate Chalal Ba'adama in the ground, on the ground, Velo Taman Bagal. And that implies it wasn't buried in a heap. And that's Ba'adama, that excludes the Gal case, where there's a heap of stones, let's say, it's under that. No fail, the Pasuk says, V'lo Tolui Ba'ilon, no fail, Basadeh, it's on the ground, not hanging in a tree. And Basadeh, that word, teaches us, V'lo Tzaf Al Pnei Hamayim. In all of these cases, we don't have the Egel Arufa ritual at all. Because of the drushes of each of the words, Ba'adama excludes Taman Bagal, Nofel excludes Tala Ba'ilan, and Basadeh excludes Tzaf Al Pnei Hamayim. Then the Mishnah says, Nimtza Samoch Lasfar, O Le'ir Sheruba Nachrim. Let's say the body is found near the border, or near a city where the majority of the people in that city are non-Jews. So in such a case, it's in Eretz Yisrael, but near the border with a country of non-Jews, very common today, or near a city in Israel where the population of non-Jews in that neighboring city to where the body is found, it outnumbers the number of the Jewish population in that city. Therefore, so the body dies in a particular city, and the next town over is a city either of non-Jews, or it's a city where it's the majority of non-Jews. And there's no Jewish city that's between the body and the border of that particular city of where you are now and the city with majority of non-Jews. So the law of Egel Arufa does not apply. And this is learned from the fact that the Pasuk says in Bartunur quotes, Ki matzei chalal. You found a chalal. You happened to find a corpse. Prat lemamsi es atzmo. This excludes someone who makes himself found, so to speak, which means shesamuch legvul hagoyim kiilu himtzi atzmo lemisu. Anyone who is next to the border is in a city that borders a non-Jewish town, so we can assume that he's mamsi atzmo lemisa. This is not, well, oh, you happen to find a corpse. There's a likelihood that there's going to be a corpse because you're very close to this non-Jewish town, to your enemy. So therefore, if it's an area where it's very common, where Ritzicha is very common, so therefore the halacha of Egel Arufa does not apply because it doesn't fulfill the pasuk ki matzei chalal. So once again, Nimtza Samach Lasfar Ola Ir Ruba Nachrim. Again, bordering city border to another country, or a city that has a majority of non-Jews, even though it's in Eretz Yisrael. Ola Ir She'ein Ba Beistin. Or let's say it's next to a city that you find a body in the Sadeh, and what do? We normally measure to the closest city, but there is no city, we're talking about a city that has no Beis Din. So if there's no Beis Din, so there's no one's doing the measurements are normally done by members of the Sanhedrin. But the Egel Arufa ceremony are done by the members of the closest city Beis Din. But if there's no Beis Din, it's a corpse is found near a city, it doesn't have a Beis Din. So the Egel Arufa, what would happen? So the Mishnah here says, it sounds like it's on the list, it says, Lo Hayu Orphan. What that means is that the elders, obviously, of that city, even if you have Tamnei Chachamim there, Zikanim, it doesn't matter because there's no Beis Din. So what we're going to do, so as opposed to the previous cases where it's next to the border of with a non-Jewish country, or you have Ruba Nachrim, it's next to a city where the body is down next to a city where there's the majority of non-Jews, where we don't do the Arefa at all, Here, if the body is found next to a city that doesn't have a Beis Din, all it means that the elders of that city are not going to do the measurement, but other people will. And Bar Tanu makes this point. Tamalomar v'lokuhu ziknei ha'ir. That phrase is extra, and that teaches us ziknei ha'ir mikol makom. It doesn't have to be that particular city. It says it could v'haya ha'ir hakovo elechalol. It should have said v'yatzu zikeineha. The zikenim of that city that's closer, but it doesn't say that. It says v'lokuhu ziknei ha'ir in general, and from there we learn even zikenim of another city will do the egla arufa as long as there is a court. Ein modid den elam ha'ir sheish ba beis din. So now the Mishnah says, it sounds like we know this already, people are measuring the distance from the body to each of the surrounding cities. So what do? They don't include any city where there's no Beis Din. So this is referring to the members of the Sanhedrin who come to do the measurement. The Egel Arufa ceremony is done by the Zikanim of the closest city, and the closest city has to be a city that has a Beis Din. The measurement is done by members of the Sanhedrin, but the members of Sanhedrin do not take into account, when they do their measurement, a city that's close if that city doesn't have a Beis Din. Now that seems to be, that statement seems to be a little bit redundant. We kind of know that already. Of course, we don't take those cities into account, and it shouldn't be taken into account with measuring either, but the point of the Mishnah is to distinguish between the case of a city that has no Beis Din versus a city that's next to the city with a majority of non-Jews. Where in the case of where it's a majority of non-Jews, as we said, you don't do the Egla Rufa ceremony at all. When it comes to the case of a city that doesn't have a Beis Din, that doesn't mean that we don't do their Egla Rufa ceremony at all. It just means that that city is not taken into account, and we take the Canaan from the next closest city that has a Beis Din. Nimtza mechuvan bein shtei aryaros. Shtehen mevios shtei agolos divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Let's say the body is found between two cities, and it's right between two cities. So what do we do here? So Rabbi Eliezer says, guess what? You bring two agolos, two calves. Why is that so? So this is based on the concept of efshar litzamtzen. This is a machlokes. Whether or not is it possible to get to have precise measurements in halacha, or efshar litzamtzen, or it's not possible. So Rabbi Eliezer of the opinion that efshar litzamtzen, it's possible to get exact measurements, and therefore, if you really measured and you found that this is right equidistant between these two cities, well, then it's possible that it really is equidistant, and therefore you need two agolos. You have to bring an egel, meaning each city has to bring an egel arufa, and we go through the same ritual with each of these. Where do we learn this from? So the pasuk says uses the city and it calls it Hakrova. Hakrova, instead of saying Hakrovos, doesn't mean we limit the Egla Arufa to one city. It could cover even two cities. But if they're equidistant, that's included in Hakrova because they're basically the same. They're the same city in the sense that they're equidistant and we're going to perform the ritual. That's derived from the word Hakrova. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. But not everyone agrees. The halacha is against Rabbi Eliezer because in general, and this is Tana Kama's opinion in a Bryson, Bechoros, and Daf Yud Ches, that EF Charlotte something. We really cannot achieve precise measurements, and therefore we can't rely upon the fact that you thought these areas are equidistant. They're not. And probably one city is in reality closer to the halal, to the corpse, than the other, but we can't determine which one. So what do? So you don't bring two agalos, but rather you bring one egla, but they brought jointly. They both pay for it. They both bring it together, and in that way they go through the ceremony. Then the Mishnah concludes the Ein Yushalayim Mivia Egla Arufa. Yushalayim does not bring an Egla Arufa. When you measure the closest cities, the Zakenim who are measuring, they bypass Yushalayim. We don't take that into account. Says the Bar Tanu. Why? Because the pasuk says Ba'adamar Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lachan Nachalal Rishta. So there, it's only where it's where does Egla Arufa apply? Where there's an Nachalal, that's Lirishta. Prat Yushalayim. So it's Yitzchak al-Ishrat Yerushalayim. It's not divided amongst the tribes. It's between the area of Yehuda and Binyamin, and it was not officially given to those tribes. All 12 Shvatim have ownership, so to speak, of Yerushalayim, and therefore it's not Nachalal Rishta, and therefore the Egel Arufa Halacha will not apply. One point before we go on to the next Mishnah, and that is when it comes, we keep speaking about the where the halal is closest to the city, and we take that into account. Why? Well, we assume that maybe there was people of this city who were responsible, and then the Beis Din of that city has to say, well, we didn't lay Yodenu lo shafchu. We shouldn't be responsible for this. We didn't do anything wrong. We escorted the person out. Whatever it may be, we assume that that closest city is responsible. So it's Karov. But let's say you have a situation where there are more people in a city that's a little bit further away. So you measure, you have two cities, and one city is a little bit further away, and one is closer. So we keep saying, the closest city, those people are the ones who do the Egel Arufa ritual. But what if the other city that's a little bit further has the greater population? So the likelihood is that the person was killed by a member of that city. What do we do in such a situation? In fact, this is a major discussion. Gemara Bava Basra on Daf Chav Gimel discusses this, where we have a clash between Rov and Karov. On the one hand, Karov, this is the closest city. Oh, so the likelihood is the body came from this city, and it was killed from this city. And we take those people, and therefore we're talking about the body. The body came from that city. Why? Because it's the closest city. The chances are the body is over here. It's the closest city. The other possibility is no. The probability is the body came from the city of the majority city. And those people should be held accountable because that body that we found really came from that city. It's a little bit further, but it's Rove, the majority. So the likelihood is it came from the majority, even though it's a little bit further away. When you have Rove or Karov, so in fact, when you have a conflict between the two, Rove wins out over Karov. So the case really then where we bring the Egel Arufa would only be in a case, when is it brought by the elders of the nearest city? Only when the cities that we're considering have equal populations. So what do you do when the larger city has more people than the one that's closer? Do we now say the larger city should bring Egel Arufa because Rove beats Karov? Or maybe neither one has to bring an Egel Arufa? That is a machlokas. We begin Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. Nimtza Rosho b'makom echad v'gufo b'makom acher. Here we're not talking about measuring. We'll see from the safe we're not talking about measuring. Here, your head of the corpse is found at one spot, the body is found at a different spot, and the question is where to bury the body. There is the rule, as we know, meis mitzvah kana makomo, where you have a meis mitzvah, so he acquires whatever place it is in Eretz Yisrael. This is one of the rules that Yeshua had for public welfare, that's the meis mitzvah kana makomo, where the plot is. Can even be on private property, he acquires that area. So too, if the victim of this unknown murderer in the case of Egel Aruf is also buried on the spot where his body was found after the measurements for the Egel Aruf were taken. And now we want to know what to do. What do you do in this case where the corpse and the body of the corpse and the head are in different places? Where is that kana makoma? Where is that acquiring burial spot? Is it where the head is or where the body is? So says the Mishnah, Molichin Harosh Eitzel Haguf, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. What do you do? You bring the head to the body because we assume that the body fell and was killed on the spot where you find it. And the head, being severed from the body, must have rolled away. So the head is brought to the body and the kone makomo where the body is. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Haguf Eitzel HaRosh. Rabbi Akiva says just the opposite. We assume the head fell to the ground where the person was killed. It was beheaded. And the body, because of the momentum, moved from that place. Therefore, the body is brought to the head and is buried there.